Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And in our program today, I'd like us just to spend a little bit of time thinking about Mary. Now, Mary in the Bible is a very significant character. And perhaps we don't really do her justice when we just confine our thoughts to the Christmas period. Because what actually is going on in the life of this young girl is just quite amazing. And the impact, of course, of her obedience is quite exceptional. The Bible tells us that she was living in Nazareth. And I've actually now been to Nazareth. It's quite a privilege that I can reflect on the place. And it's in the Galilee area. And it seems that Mary was growing up in an ordinary situation. There's nothing exceptional recorded about her, except that there was a man in her life, and his name was Joseph. Now, they were not involved with each other in any intimate way, but they had made the decision, a very significant decision in those days, to be engaged, which would inevitably lead to marriage. So this young girl, there she is. We don't know exactly how old she was, probably a teenager. And the situation is opening up for her. She's going to be married. So what's going to happen? How's this all going to work out? Well, there's going to be an absolutely amazing intervention. An angel turns up and says, Mary, you're favoured, the Lord is with you, and I've got a message for you. Don't be afraid, Mary. You've found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son and give him the name Jesus. He'll be great. He'll be called the Son of the Most High, and he's going to reign forever and ever. And Mary says, but how can this be? I'm a virgin, and I have this relationship with Joseph, but we're engaged, but we're not married. Nothing has happened between us. The angel says, well, what actually is going to happen is the Holy Spirit, he's going to come on you, and he's going to enable you to conceive. Well, you also need to know that your relative Elizabeth, she is going to have a baby, and you'll do well to meet up with her. And so that's really what happens. That's how it all begins. And this young girl comes to a place, a wonderful place, as we read in Scripture, where she says, well, if that's what the Lord wants, I will cooperate. I give myself for the Lord's purposes. Amazing act of obedience from someone so young. But she agrees. Now, she could have refused. I guess we wonder quite well what would have happened if she had. But no, she says, let it be, just as you've said. She didn't fully understand all that was going on. But we have this wonderful song. This song, it's called the Magnificat, and she's just praising God. There's evidently a very real life with God going on between Mary and the living God. She, to the world, is obscure, unknown, but she's very well known to God. God has watched her devotion, her relationship with him, and he's chosen her to be the one to give birth to Jesus. We read at the end of the little section I'm thinking of in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, in verse 56, she stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. That must have been ever so special to have another woman to talk to and just to share with. That was all part of God's provision. We must pause there, and we're going to have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect again on this story of Mary.
Take me higher, oh my Father, Let me spread my wings and learn to fly. In the freedom Jesus bought me, take me high, take me high. On rising currents soaring upward, I will bank and climb into the sky. I'll fly over snow-capped mountains. Take me high, take me high, take me high, higher than I've ever been before. Let me know you, Father, let me know you more and more. Take me where the angels lift up their praise to you. My voice would join with theirs, my voice would sing in worship to you.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the story of Mary, as told in Luke chapter 1. You mentioned, Richard, Mary's response to the angel, what the angel said, her very obedient response, very accepting. Should we be surprised by that response, do you think?
I think that there's an element of surprise, because what she's being asked to be part of is massive. Mm. It's going to impact her life forever.
And she was just a teenager, really, wasn't it? Young teenager at that, probably.
Yes, yes. I mean, some suggest about 15, 16 years of age.
Mm.
So I think that what obviously we're not told is that she must have had quite a close walk with God. And maybe there was a sense in which she was prepared, not necessarily for the substance, but in her spirit. She was relating very well to the Lord, and therefore a surprise and yet something that's happening out of that relationship.
Mm. Now, in some traditions, I'm thinking specifically of the Catholic tradition, Mary is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's very highly regarded. Do you think there is actually quite an element of truth in that, and maybe other traditions, perhaps the tradition that you're more familiar with, has tended rather to play Mary's role down.
Yes, I think that's an important area to just look at, because to honour Mary, to respect her obedience, to see the way in which she responds to God is very, very good. I think where many evangelicals struggle is when that's moved into an area where Mary is almost seen as godlike, and that you pray to her. And that's where it becomes much more difficult. But the sense of giving her due honour and respect, yes, that's very important we do that.
And calling her blessed, not inappropriate, really.
Well, absolutely not. After all, there could only be one Mary.
Yeah.
You couldn't have Jesus having many mothers as such. So the fact that she's utterly unique in the role that she's been given deserves a good deal of respect.
Yeah. Now, this song, Mary's song, the Magnificat that you mentioned, it really is a remarkable prophetic poem almost. Could she really have written something like that?
Well, I think that's what the Spirit of God does. If you say, could Mary, a teenager, out of her natural kind of inclination, skill set, whatever, produce something like that, you'd say, no, that's not possible. But that's what makes it even more remarkable. It's so incredible that this young girl can come up with these phrases. Again, there's just evidence here that she was familiar with the scriptures. This is a really, really quite deep, we would call Christian now, Christian lady, a very, very deep walk with God, and it spills out in this wonderful song.
Interesting. Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.